Praise God. Praise God. How many know that a lot of times our faith comes through when we're in what? Thanksgiving. Amen. We start thanking and giving Him praise. And last week we did talk about Thanksgiving being what? That gratitude that we have in our heart to the Lord. We're thankful. We're grateful. We want to bless Him. We want to worship Him and thank Him. Now, I'm saying all these together. I mean, we can, we kind of have, I call it thanksgiving, praise, worship, and we kind of separate them and we define them a little bit, but they're all, how many know they all work together? Amen. It all works together, doesn't it? Whether you say thank you, Lord, or praise you, Lord, or I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're looking for the same thing. We're looking to honor and give glory to whom it is due. So, tonight I want to look a little bit about praise tonight. Now, when we begin to praise the Lord, He said that if we look a few words up, there's a few of the Hebrew words here. Halal says to be clear, to shine, to make a show, to boast, to be clamorously foolish, to rave, or to celebrate. Oh, have you ever celebrated with the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. I know Smith Wigglesworth used to talk about celebrating with the Lord a little bit. Every morning he would get up and he would just start doing a little dance. And he said, it was just my way of getting himself stirred up in faith and believing God. Because sometimes, how many know? Sometimes you don't feel like getting out of bed, do you? You just want to roll over and lay there for a while. Maybe nobody else felt that way, but sometimes I felt that way. you've been thinking about what you got to face today, and you're like, boy, it'd be a lot easier just to take a little extra sleep, Or maybe you've had a hard day and you want a little extra. But that's there. It's there. It's to, but we can celebrate. What I was saying, sometimes he'd step out and he would just start dancing before the Lord. He said, I'd just spend 5 or 10 minutes just by faith in the name of Jesus. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. I worship you, Lord. Until he was spinning himself around and in the presence of Almighty God. See, there's a praise that can go off from you. And when we talked about last week about developing an attitude of gratitude, didn't we? We said, let's be grateful. Not just on Thanksgiving, but every day. Because for us, every day is Thanksgiving, isn't it? We're thankful to be saved. We're thankful we're here. We're thankful that we have the things of God. Hallelujah. We've been born again. That's real important, isn't it? If you're not born again, then we know there's a problem. We're not heading in the right direction, are we? But when we're born again, we're a son. We're a daughter of God. We become His child. We're forgiven. We're cleansed. We've been changed. We've been made righteous. Glory to God. There's just a few things. We've got to be willing and able to realize. Another word is sabach. It says to address in a loud tone. Well, hallelujah. Have you ever got a little loud with the Lord? He said that once in a while, he said, shout unto the Lord. The Bible says, doesn't it? Shout to the Lord. Give him a shout of praise. There's times that they sent the praisers out before the army and they just begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The extension of the hands again. We said that in Thanksgiving, but also in praise. And so we can see that God wants us there. Hallelujah. There are reasons that we are to praise Him. Hallelujah. I want to share a few tonight. We talked about last week, the Thanksgiving, the extending the hands to express gratitude or what? To acknowledge God. To acknowledge who He is in our life. Did you acknowledge him this week? I believe you did. And we acknowledge one another, but we acknowledge God, that he is provider, that he is the one that gives us strength to work, to provide. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not just God, but us working what? With him. Oh, hallelujah. How many want to work with God? See, we're to walk with him. It's about we. When God talks about we, he's talking about you and him. Us together. That he'll provide for us when we include him and we place our trust in him. So we were talking about earlier. So why should we praise the Lord? Why do we want to become a little, maybe we look foolish, maybe we get a little loud sometime, maybe you dance a little bit. Oh my goodness. Just you and Jesus. I'm not talking about in church. I'm talking about at your house. I'm talking about when you begin to praise him. You know, I've gone to some of your houses and I saw you praising the Lord while you were working there. You know, vacuuming the carpet or you're sweeping the floor. You can praise the Lord. Amen. Offer up worship to him. Offer up praise to him. It says, because he's God, number one, and he's worthy. We were talking about that tonight. Worthy is the Lamb. Revelation says that he is worthy to open the book. What book? The book of the account of men's deeds, what they have done before the Lord. There's coming a day that all of us are going to stand before the Lord and we give an answer to him. What did we do with the assignment he gave us? What did we do with Jesus? Did we win others? Did we, you know, share him? Were we faithful to what he asked us to do? Maybe it was just to pray, or maybe it was just for one particular assignment that he gives you. Did you fulfill it? Did we do it? He says he is worthy to open the book. Oh, Lord, to open the book. And it's going to be opened for all of us. Hallelujah. It'll be a day, hopefully, of rejoicing. Amen. I don't want my works all burn up. Some of them might be. I've done some works that probably aren't going to be there. They're not going to bring honor to him. I mean, they were good, but they weren't what he wanted. He made me, created me. He sustains me every single moment. It is because of him that we live and move and have our being. Oh, hallelujah. See, without him, you know, it only take 1 second. God, it can be snuffed out. Our life can be snuffed out in a moment. We all know it. We've all had those moments, you know. You almost, you thought, oh boy, I could have died. I could have passed. If I hadn't hesitated at that light, I'd have been right out there where that guy came flying through that red light. But for the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Isaiah 43:21. Isaiah 43:21. See, when we praise God, really we're exercising. A lot of times it is us exercising our belief, amen, in what he has done and who he is. Verse 21 says this, "This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." Oh, glory to God. "This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." Oh, glory to God. There's a reason to praise the Lord. We were created to praise him, weren't we? We were made to praise him. Oh, glory to God. He says, if we look up just a little bit, 19 said, "Behold, I'll do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I gave waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. this people, these chosen people, are you chosen tonight? Are you a chosen person? The Bible says we are a chosen generation. Amen. He chose us before the foundation of the world that we might know Him and be conformed into His very image. Oh, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then He said, this people have I formed for myself. Glory to God. They shall show forth my praise. Glory to God forever. Or they're going to declare it. Amen. Psalm 118 tells us something about ourselves. Did you know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? You are His masterpiece. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If I say praise the Lord a lot tonight, just join in with me. Praise God. Psalm 118, verse 28 says, Thou art my God, and I will praise Thee. Thou art my God, what I will extol Thee. And then over in 139, that's where we see that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Verse 14, 139, 14. Verse 14, I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Oh, hallelujah. Do you know that well? Hallelujah. Right well, or it knows it very well. My soul, I know this very well, Lord. Do you know that You are fearfully and wonderfully made very well? Hallelujah. It needs to be a part of you. We need to realize that He is worthy of our praise because we are fearfully, wonderfully made. You are His masterpiece. Just think about that. You know, God created the things of the world. He began to, you know, the Bible says He spoke, right? And there was light. He said, light be, and it came into being, and it goes on down, and He speaks about each thing. He divides the waters and creates the birds and the fish and so forth. But when it came down to man, the Bible says, and He formed man of the dust of the earth. Oh, my goodness. He said, this is a hands-on experience. I'm going to form man. I'm going to take it and make him wonderful. I'm going to make him my masterpiece. This is the best of all creation. Hallelujah. And then he what? Breathed into man the breath of lives. He breathed into him the breath of lives. And he became a living soul. Glory to God. Oh, man. Woo! I'm so happy tonight. I'm getting excited already. Praise You, Lord. Thank You, Father. Psalm 145, verse number 10. Psalm 145, 10 says this. Says, all Thy works shall praise Thee, O Lord, and Thy saints shall bless Thee. Oh, are you blessing the Lord? Are you praising the Lord? Hallelujah. All of His works. It's a great privilege to be a child of God. Amen. It's an honor. We're made to please Him for His pleasure. Stay mindful of pleasing Him and praising Him. Amen. Stay mindful of that. Develop a habit. You know, some people said, well, I think that you just say praise the Lord. That's just a habit you have, but it's a habit I didn't used to have. You know, I don't see too many people that are, you know, not living for God just suddenly say praise the Lord. Usually it's the other way. Amen. You know, it's they say something else, don't they? They don't say praise the Lord. But we praise the Lord. Amen. Praise pleases God. That's another reason to praise Him. It pleases Him. It blesses Him. Praise is something you can give back to God out of love. Not to pay God back, because we can't really pay Him back, can we? But because we love Him. It is one thing we can give Him, and that is our praise, our worship, our thanksgiving from our heart. Amen. How many know what Jeremiah 33:11 says? Jeremiah 33:11. I know I'm giving a lot of scriptures tonight, but it's worth it to look these up. The Word of God begins to paint that picture on the inside of us, doesn't it? It gets us to see why we should praise Him. Hallelujah. We said that because we're fearfully, wonderfully made, because He's worthy. He made us. He created us. He sustains us. Secondly, because that's why we were created. That God is worthy of praise. It pleases Him. We're going to please Him. In 33:11, let's see here. Praise the Lord. It says, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. The voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good, for His mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, says the Lord. Do you have any land that needs to be returned to you? It's been taken from you. Maybe it got captive by the enemy. Maybe there's some part of your life that you need to capture and gain back. Maybe there's some authority that you let go of and you need to get it back. He said, hallelujah, when we praise Him, I will cause to return the captivity of the land. And at the first, says the Lord. Oh, just like it was before, He restores us. How many ever heard of what David said? He restoreth my soul. Amen. Amen. How many know sometimes we have our mind, our will, our emotions, our intellect. We need a restoring. See, why do we, what do we say? We go on what? R&R. Why? We're going to rest and relax so that we are restore. But the Bible says God can restore us. Amen. He can restore back to us. The voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom. That's our voice. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the voice of the bride. We hear Him. We worship Him. He comes. You ever hear Him tell you how much He loves you? Amen. I know I said it, and I know it's not always easy to sit down. I'm not talking about just in church. It's good to worship God. We need to worship Him corporately. There's things that's going to take place. But when you personally sit down and you just say, Lord, I want to worship You. I want to praise You. I want to thank You for what You've given me. I'm going to give You praise because You created me, Lord. Because You made me. Oh, Lord, thank You for making me. Thank You for making me so wonderfully, Lord. You created us. I mean, do you understand? They're still trying to figure out how You tick. The doctor's still practicing. They don't understand everything yet. They don't even understand how your brain takes care of everything. They don't understand why sometimes they can cut some things out and you still keep living. They don't understand how all of a sudden your body recovers. They can't understand everything about man. Though man tries to understand it all, we're still boggled because we're so fearfully and wonderfully made. Now don't get me wrong, they've got a lot of information. They've gained a lot, but can't figure it all out, can they? They don't know how your body makes trillions of DNA all through your body, where every cell has a little code on it. And it all works together. They just know it does. They can't explain it. Not really. Maybe a little bit. A little bit. We got part of it, but we don't know everything, do we? The Bible says we see through a glass darkly on this side, but then face to face. Oh, glory to God. What a day of rejoicing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see. Where are we, Lord? Oh, we were in Jeremiah 33:11. Hallelujah. That's where we started. And we offer what? A sacrifice. How many know sometimes it's a sacrifice to praise the Lord? Have you ever felt it was a sacrifice? You know, what does that mean? That means that we didn't feel like praising Him. Things didn't look so good around us. But we praised Him anyway. Because He's worthy. Because we are recognizing who we are and who He is. That He's made us. That He sustains us. And that it pleases Him. It blesses Him. Hallelujah. And I can give back my love to Him by praising Him. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:15-16. Over in the New Testament for a minute. Let's jump over there. Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 15-16. By Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Hallelujah. Have you ever wanted to please the Lord? Your sacrifice of praise pleases Him. When you begin to offer it up, I praise You, Lord. Amen. It blesses Him. Imagine God telling Abraham, David, etc., so forth, how they blessed Him. How you bless the Lord. Yet, nevertheless, Abraham, neither David, not Moses, you know, not Jacob or Isaac, none of them could bless Him like You do. Jesus said, now is the time. Today is the day that we begin to worship Him in spirit and in truth because we have been born again. We have a nature that is filled with Him and we worship Him out of the well of salvation that He has given to us. We have that new life. And He said, I long for those to worship Me out of their heart because I have made them one with Me. And we make the choice to worship Him, don't we? We decide to praise the Lord. We decide to offer that thanksgiving. We make a choice because we love Him. And out of love, we can give our love back to Him. There's not much else. I mean, what else are you going to give Him? We can't die for Him. He died for us. We can give our life to Him the best we know how. But really what He's looking for is that relationship with Him. He wants to hear our praises. He wants to hear that sacrifice of praise. It is well-pleasing. And God also, He wants us to rejoice in Him. Well, we know that Philippians 4:4 says what? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And that was the Apostle Paul who was in the Tullian Keep, which was the sewer system of the day. And from time to time, you know, when everybody's flushing, it rises up, you know, and it's not funny. I mean, we think it's kind of funny, but it was, a sad thing. They're chained. They can't do anything about it. They just run through there. Can you imagine just the stench? And yet he said, you know, because Paul was a Roman, he was allowed to write some letters. So he decided, I'm going to write a letter. And I'm telling you, folks, rejoice. From where I am, rejoice. Count it all joy. Rejoice. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Rejoice in the Lord always. He said, I've chosen joy. I've chosen to praise my God. I've chosen to give an offering of sacrifice of praise. It is well-pleasing to the Father. Oh, hallelujah. How many know what it says under the old covenant? That the joy of the Lord is our strength. Sometimes we get tired, don't we? Have you ever decided to just praise the Lord and let His strength come in? Hallelujah. Amen. Let His joy bubble up. Oh, glory to God. Psalm 27:6. Back to the Old Testament. Psalm 27:6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Verse 6 of Psalm 27 says, And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. Even when the enemies come, he said, I'll lift up your head above your enemies around about you. Sometimes, anybody ever have your enemies around you? Maybe it was sickness and disease. Maybe it was the enemy of fear. Maybe it's the enemy of lack or depression. Glory to God. But he said, I'll lift you up above. He'll lift us up above our enemies, round about. Therefore, I'm going to begin to praise him. I'm going to lift up the sacrifice of joy. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. He wants us to rejoice. Well, Lord, hallelujah. I'm going to hurry up here because I'm only on point number 2 right now. It pleases him. We're seeing that it pleases him. Psalm 107:22. It says, And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Glory to God. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Hallelujah. If you're not enjoying praising God, keep praising him is what I say. Because you will. Because the Bible said he inhabits the praises of his people. Now sometimes people say, well, you're not doing it right. No. If you're offering a sacrifice of joy, how could you do it wrong? It's not their sacrifice, it's your sacrifice. You may not feel like praising him right now. You may be tired. You may be wore out. Maybe the enemy's been running, you know, trying to run you over. And your joy may just be, Lord, I love you. Praise you, Jesus. That's all you can get out. But if you keep praising him, hallelujah. Sometimes it just takes persistence, doesn't it? And it begins to come up from our heart. We begin by faith and we decide, I'm going to praise the Lord. And I'm going to praise him until I know. Amen. He comes. He said he'll inhabit the praises of his people. And my heart will begin to then what? Fill up with joy and a new strength. A new thing. He said, I do a new thing. Remember we read earlier, he's going to do something new. My people will praise me. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, and joy rises up. Psalm 33:1. Hallelujah. God enjoys our praise. And we should too. And we will. If we don't stop, if we'll just keep on rolling, sometimes it may take you a minute. It may take 5 minutes, it may take 10, it may take you an hour, but eventually you'll come into that place where he inhabits you. He inhabits, in other words, he manifests his presence, right? That's what we're saying. When you know it, when you recognize it, at least right here, right? Amen. My heart praising you, Lord. And he comes. I can't change you inside, but he can. Amen. When we praise the Lord, he is pleased. So what did I say? 33 verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is comely to the upright. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is good. Amen. It is beautiful, in other words. He's saying it's comely. It's beautiful. It's pleasant. Hallelujah. He loves it. It's beautiful. It's suitable for the upright. Psalm 147:1. Psalm, I should have just printed these out. I wouldn't have to turn to them. Next time I will. 147. Verse number 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good. It is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Hallelujah, says. Or as we said, it is beautiful, or it is suitable for the Lord. Amen. Rejoice when you offer a sacrifice. Prayers go up as incense and hands as the evening sacrifice. If you're having fun praising God, I'm sure it's pleasing him. He wants you to have joy. He wants you to praise him. He wants you to know it is a good thing. And it is pleasant to him. Psalm 92:1. Psalm 92:1. I should have put these in order. I don't know why I didn't, but praise the Lord. 92:1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. How many know it? It is a good and pleasant to praise our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're praising him tonight. We said, number one, because he's God and he's worthy, that he made us, he created us, he sustains me every single moment. He is worthy of the praise. Secondly, it pleases God and it blesses him. Praise is something that we can do, what, to give back to God out of our love for him. We can praise him. We can bless his name. Hallelujah. We found out sometimes it's a sacrifice, but it is good. It's a good thing. He said praise is good. It is comely, or it is beautiful. It is suitable for the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, we don't have to sin to party with God. Thank you, Jesus. We can't, really. We're going to party with him. He's not pleased in that. We can party with God. Satan didn't come up with parties. He observed what God did. And he perverted it, didn't he? God started some of the first parties. You ever see different feasts that God has? Hallelujah. I mean, they'd feast for days. There'd be, you know, they'd start bringing their things to the Lord and they'd worship him and they'll sacrifice to the Lord and they'll praise him for not just a minute, not just a moment, but for days. 2-3 days, 7 days sometimes. Offering praise to the Lord, giving him his due. Hallelujah. And that was under the old covenant. How much more should we? Amen. For all that he has provided. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. He's our creator. He gives us breath and life. It is our acceptable sacrifice, something that we can give God. It blesses God. And we do it in such a way that God enjoys it. And so do you and I. Praise is beautiful. It is upright. We magnify God. He becomes bigger to us. And our problems become smaller, don't they? We become more aware of God and he begins to manifest His presence to us. Oh, how many want to spend some time praising the Lord? Amen. When you get up in the morning, when the joy is not, doesn't feel there, you know, maybe tonight you feel that joy. You know, we sang a bit, you know, and joy comes and we're praising the Lord, but stand up and offer that sacrifice of praise. Lord, I'm here today. I'm excited about what you have. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You know, sometimes anybody ever start praising the Lord, looks like it just feels like it's hitting the ceiling at first. But you just keep praising Him because He's coming. He is enjoying it. He is pleased with it. He has blessed. Oh, hallelujah. 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 You see, darkness can only continue in the absence of light. Darkness cannot, think about it. It can only continue in the absence of light. Depression can only continue in the absence of joy. Distress and turmoil can only continue in the absence of peace. Death can only continue in the absence of life. When God manifests Himself, things change. When you praise the Lord, God manifests Himself and things begin to change. Usually first on the inside, but then He'll bring it to the outside, doesn't He? When God manifests Himself, there's a strong anointing and less demonic activity around us. Amen. They have to run. They flee. They're afraid of the praises of God. Because God inhabits the praises of His people. And the devil can only work in the dark. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Maybe we'll look at some more scriptures next week. But that's when the enemy falls, doesn't he? In the presence of God. He cannot continue. And we begin to be refreshed, renewed, strengthened. Amen. I mean, you know, His praise can strengthen us. Why? Because His joy comes. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, Father, I thank You, Lord, for Your word tonight. Lord, we've encouraged one another, Father, to praise You, to offer the sacrifice of praise, to bless You, Lord, with our praise, to please You with our praise, Father. Thank You. Thank You for giving us that praise. We want to offer back to You Your due, Lord. We praise You for creating us fearfully and wonderfully. We praise You that Your healing power flows in us, that You saved us, Lord, and You've forgiven us. Oh, Lord, not only have You forgiven us, but You have caused us to be made Your very own sons and daughters. And You came and You made Your home in us. And we're so grateful, Father. We're so thankful, Father. We praise You. And we give You the glory. Do Your name in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Father. Thank You, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, after all that, I suppose you're already praising the Lord in your heart, aren't you? Why don't we all stand up just for a minute? Just out of our own heart, let's just say, you know, praise Him out of your heart. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times it's easy to praise the Lord when we got those songs, right? But sometimes, how many know you don't have a band following you around? I don't anyway. You know, you might be able to have something on your music, on your phone or something like that, but you can't always play it, can you? Amen. You need it right now. Let's just praise Him for a moment. Father, we just praise You. We give You glory. We give You honor. We put our boast in You, Lord. We boast in You, Father, for Your greatness, for Your goodness, Lord, to Your sons of men. Oh, Father, for Your salvation, Lord. Oh, for Your healing power, Lord. For all that You have given us, Lord. Oh, what a great salvation we have for the forgiveness of sin, Lord, for the blotting out of our sins, Lord God, and for changing us and for removing from us that old nature and giving us a new nature, Lord, that's alive to you, a new spirit that has come within our heart. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we're so grateful. Thank you for coming to the earth for us, Jesus. Thank you for being willing to pay the price. Thank you that you went through everything all the way to death, Jesus. You were obedient, and we're thankful, Father. We praise you. We give you glory. We praise you that Jesus didn't stay in the tomb, but he was raised to life, and that we were raised with him. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. Praise be to the Lord. Praise be to our God. Oh, great is the Lord. Greatly to be praised in the city of our God and the mountains of his holiness. Great are you, Lord. Worthy of praise. Worthy of honor. I will bless the Lord with all my soul. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him on the harps and cymbals. Praise him with your voice. Praise him with your life. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, we give you glory. We give you praise, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you for your greatness. Thank you for fearfully and wonderfully making us. Thank you for protecting us, Lord, and keeping us safe. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.